Fam, and welcome to season 3, episode 6 of Mirastar Podcasts. In this episode, we're going to head into a little bit of trends and pop culture and, you know, things that are, you know, known and stuff like that. And in this episode, I have got Leanne. Leanne,
hi.
How are you doing? And how does it feel to be on Mirastar Podcasts today?
It feels all right.
Nice. So how are you doing generally today? How are you feeling?
Fine.
Nice. Okay, you ready for the first question?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so what is your opinion on trends? So just general trends and stuff.
Nah, they're pretty weird. Like, there's too many weird trends on TikToks and all that. Like, it's just weird. I don't really like trends. I'm not really into trends as much as I was before. But it's just pretty weird, these TikTok trends and all that. These new hairstyle trends. Clothing trends is just a bit off to me, like, yeah,
because, like, before it was like, it was just like, remember, we went from like things like fidget spinners to fidget cubes to slime to what we have
now. Look at people talking on the internet, like,
we got the weirdest, strangest trends, like,
in it, like, no, this is trend. Now there's this BBL trend, like, what the heck, what about the bubbling, what the heck? Like, it's just weird. It really went from fidget spinner trends to that. What? I'm so confused, how did that happen?
I don't know where the error was. Because, like, we went from more physical, like, toys. We were younger, and stuff like that. We went from
younger toys. Adults used it as well. Now look at, like, 9-year-olds, even, what, like, literally, there are 9-year-olds out there. Literally got a bull lift and a breath, a nose job or something, like, that's just weird.
Yeah,
it's just unusual for that, for age.
Yeah, because we went for more toy type of trends.
Yeah, because when I was 7, I was into fidget spinners and all that, because that's when it was trending and all that.
Yeah,
and now look at these 9-year-olds.
What is your opinion on Minecraft trends, for example, like Dream SMP and speedruns?
They're pretty, I don't know, I just don't know, to be honest. But yeah, I'm not into Minecraft trends, so I don't know much about it. But is DSMP related to Minecraft?
Yeah, Dream SMP is like,
the fandom, nah, the fandom's pretty toxic though. But the trend, I don't know, the fandom's very toxic though, like, literally.
Yeah, elaborate on the fandom. How are they, like, how do you see them?
Nah, they're just weird and all that, like, they're these Awu kids, and they're these Sips and all that. It's just, the fandom just seems off to me.
Awu kids.
But yeah, I respect them still, but, like, I'm never gonna join that fandom, because I don't even play Minecraft, and second of all, the fandom is not it.
Okay. Have you ever had an interaction with someone in that fandom, maybe online or something?
I think I have, but I can't remember. I'm pretty sure I have though.
Alright. I feel like my question, because I don't really play Minecraft. Minecraft is probably like a game I play like once a year, like twice a year. Yeah. I don't really play Minecraft. I don't really watch Minecraft videos a lot. I think I used to. Do you know who It's Funny is on YouTube?
Oh yeah,
I used to watch her, but I don't really watch her anymore because I don't really play games. I used to watch Roblox videos and Minecraft
videos.
Yeah, isn't it?
Nah, I used to play Roblox all the time when I was like 9, especially in lockdown. I saw the first time of lockdown, like, literally, it was every day Roblox for like 5 hours.
Yes, like, I used to play Roblox morning till night. Like, I'll wake up 9 a.m. I'll finish till like 10 p.m.
In it, like,
to sleep or eight.
When I just get old, I just got on my computer and started grinding in like Murder Mystery and all that. It's good times, but bad times too.
Yeah, because the same thing happened with me with Fortnite and Minecraft, but I don't really play Fortnite like that anymore.
Yeah, I miss so much online friends.
Yeah. So, you know how It's Funny, right? They do their like Friday live streams.
Oh, yeah. I used to watch
them a lot. One time, like a year ago, or like 2 years ago or something, they were doing one of them things. I think it was on Roblox, and I tried, or Minecraft. I think it was both, even. I tried joining that game.
Nah, I spent like a whole hour, and then literally when I joined the game, that you know the famous Roblox YouTubers, like whenever I tried joining their server, I spent like 2 or 1 hours trying to join in, and whenever I joined, they just end up leaving. Like
exactly,
it just made me so mad.
But I used to try so hard and try for so long trying to get under them YouTuber.
Yeah, I remember being in the server with Sana, what is that her name? Sana, I can't remember, but like it's a Roblox YouTuber.
I'm so
happy, but yeah, anyways, next question.
What is your opinion on video game trends in general? Like just general video game trends?
They're calm, I'd say. But it depends on what video game though, because yeah. Anime games like Genshin Impact. They're not that bad. The fandom, all right. They're not that toxic. Fortnite, nah, bro. They're not it. Like, I don't know what Fortnite went for. Fortnite really went for Maldo. A great game to this weird game with, like, pools in it now and all that. Like, bring back Tilted Towers, please.
I think you're a bit late.
I don't even play Fortnite anymore.
Bro, Tilted Tower came back in, like, 4 months ago. 5 months ago.
Bro, I don't even play Fortnite, so I didn't know. I don't even play it anymore.
You're so late.
My bad.
It came like last season.
Now there's like pools and stuff. What the heck? It was like it got added like ages ago, but I don't care.
Bro, they were added like pools and swimming was added like 2 years ago. Okay, yeah, I'm just hear what they say and roll with it.
Nah, but still, literally, Fortnite's so weird now.
I feel like it's different. I feel like it's the graphics plus people just generally getting better. So it's like you drifting away from the game, and of course, people getting better. That's how it is like with me. Like if I'm here drifting away from the game and playing it less, and I come back to seeing people who are super, super good at the game. I remember times when people couldn't build, but people don't know how to build. People are struggling. But now we see people shoot a bullet. They've already built a 5-star hotel with a swimming pool inside. So, like, it's just not it.
Nah, Fortnite's still trending, I'd say, but the hype wasn't as great as it was around 2018 and all that.
Yeah, definitely 2018, Fortnite was probably the biggest.
Yeah.
Like, season 5 and stuff. Season 4. The best year season 1 to season 4.
I wasn't really a fan of it though, but I did think it was a good game though, can't lie.
Yeah. I saw it in season 2. Okay, so what is your favorite YouTube trend?
I don't even watch much videos on YouTube. Whenever I do, it's always something like, oh no. I don't want to say because it's kind of weird, but yeah.
That's alright. What other trends do you watch, or do you have any specific trends that you watch? Exactly.
I'm on TikTok a lot, and I don't use Instagram because I don't like Instagram. It's just hard to use. But whenever I used to always be on it, oh my, these are trends with that. There were like so many trends.
Yeah, what trends are you into?
Not really anything.
Alright. Okay. Next question. What is your favorite TikTok trend?
I don't know.
Well, what TikTok trend?
Nah, the current ones are like kind of bad. I can't lie.
True. You know, I feel like TikTok's no longer a dancing app. It's no longer for dancing. I've not seen actual dancing.
Nah, because literally, whenever the new dances come out, it's literally the same dance but with a different song. Like, bro. In 2020, they were so creative. There was literally like a new dance every 3 days.
Exactly. Now it's just
like I remember, like it was so hard for me to learn them as well. But yeah, now looking back, they kind of seem easy. But yeah. And what's the next question?
Leah.
The current trends, literally, like, they're all weird. Not the TikTok trends, they're not really that bad. But oh my days, the nose jobs, BBLs, nah, bro. Shouldn't even be a trend. Like, just accept your own body, you're beautiful, your way God made you beautiful in Genesis 1:27, as it states. And yeah. Oh,
preach. Good job. You know, there are some trends that people died by.
What do you say?
Some people have died while doing trends. YouTube trends and TikTok trends.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They're dangerous as well.
Yeah, because there is many dangerous trends. There was, I think, one YouTube challenge called, I think, the cinnamon challenge or something. I don't really know how it works, but I know it probably involves cinnamon. I think someone died by it in YouTube, like a while ago, like 3 years ago. And then there was this TikTok trend called like the blackout challenge or something. I think that's what it's called. And basically, I think it basically make you pass out, but sometimes I don't think you'd wake up, and then you know. And then there's this other trend. I think you've probably heard of it, but like, you know, there's this scary picture of like some weird animal or something like that. And like, they basically get you to do these weird things and say they'll do this if you don't. And basically end up killing you.
Like blackmail?
Kind of, but it's like hard to describe, but I'm not gonna go in deep and dark and sinister.
No, wait. Was it like trending in like, I don't know, 2021 August-ish?
I'm not sure, but possibly. Like, this thing will make you do.
Was it the shark something? Called the blue
whale
challenge, right?
Yes, that's I think that's
Nah, bro, it's just so funny trolling them. But yeah, you shouldn't listen to them, because the final step is to kill yourself. Like, don't do that, bro.
Yeah,
like, nah, the blue whale challenge is not it. Like, just troll the bot, fam. Just troll the bot. They don't even know you, literally. It's just some guy on the internet trying to scare you off.
Exactly. Some probably
like just say no, or just block them, or just troll them.
Some 53-year-old guy with financial issues and has a poor relationship with his wife.
He started it.
I don't know who did start it, but probably the type of people to do it. So people who can't get their own lives together. So, do you have like a least favorite YouTube trend?
No.
Alrighty. Where do you think most memes come from?
And probably video games, and cartoon shows, movies, yeah.
So, do you remember Vine?
Vine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, did you have
Vine?
Like, yeah, Vine, like.
Oh, it was like TikTok.
Similar.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It used to be trending though.
Okay, so for those who don't know what Vine is, explain what Vine is.
It's like a similar app to Musical.ly, which is basically TikTok, that was trending like in 2013 and all that. So yeah.
Yeah, but I think Vine has now been discontinued, like a few years ago, I think. I'm not sure when it ended, but.
No, TikTok's like the new version of Vine, but the worst version.
Yeah, I feel like Vine was more focus on maybe memes and stuff.
Yeah, TikTok's like a ripoff of Vine.
Yeah, TikTok is more like just anything. Like, it's not really, TikTok's not really vlogging, it's just you're recording a short little video.
I missed it when it could only be to like 60 minutes. Now this is repost button. I don't really mind the repost button, but
my repost button like disappeared like 4 months ago.
I mind the stories now. Like, why did you have to add stories?
Apparently, they're gonna have like
Snapchat
now or something.
Oh. And now you can even message people on TikTok.
Bro, I think like, you've been able to do that for ages.
Nah. Strangers can message you now.
Oh, so you don't have to add the person back?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, when did they add this?
It's just Instagram now or something.
Oh, I never knew that.
I'm pretty sure they did add it.
And now they've got 10-minute videos. 3 minutes, ooh, and now 10 minutes. But what are we doing a YouTube video?
Now. It's all right, but at least no one's making 10-minute videos, because if they spend 10 minutes making a video, then no, I'm not going to watch it at all. Unless if it's like, I don't know, something very interesting, then yeah.
And you know how people do that, like, come back for part 2, come back for part 3. Just make it all in like a 3-minute video, please.
I'm trying to get your likes up.
Exactly, like, what's the point? Come back for part 1. Come back for part 2.
Unless if the part 1 is like 3 minutes, then yeah, that's understandable. But
yeah,
if it's just like 30 seconds, then no. Just exactly. Make part 3.
Or just make it on YouTube and send a link on your TikTok if you want to get people to see it at least.
Or if it's like a daily challenge, then yeah, I understand. Yeah. You can only do it like once. But nah, bro. Why part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4? You're going to do it like one go. And the thing you're doing is only like 3 minutes.
And like, there's like a part 1 to it, right? And the part 1 is super good. And then the part 2 takes ages to come out. And like, you feel like you have to follow them. And then when you follow them, you get all their other random videos. It's so
on your following page as well. Anyways, next question.
Okay, next question is, what's your opinion on TikTok?
On what?
TikTok.
I do use TikTok quite a lot though, can't lie. But TikTok, I don't know, it's just, it's alright. But the trends are not it. I'm
true.
New TikTok now, I'm not really a fan of it. The updates, no.
Same. So what's your opinion on Musical.ly?
I never had Musical.ly. I didn't have social media till I was like 9. The only social media I was allowed to have was like YouTube. And then I got TikTok when I was like 8 or 9. And yeah.
Musical.ly, I used to have Musical.ly.
I wasn't allowed it.
I only downloaded it cause, like, once, and then I deleted it probably like the same day. Because my friend told me to get it, and I was like, eh. Now I remember I recorded this one cringe video of it. I basically deleted all my, like, thousands of videos a few months ago. Because, you know, I'm not trying to show off my embarrassing TikTok.
You get violated.
Yeah, I'm not trying to, you know, new year, new
me. Nah, they'll violate you so hard, literally, you can't pick up any comebacks.
I'll
you'll be finished. You'll be burnt.
Like, I'll just sit there in shock. I'll sit there like, oh, I did this to myself.
Well, yeah, it's a good thing you deleted them.
Yeah. So, do you think podcasts are recognized as a trend?
No.
Okay, so I asked you if they were a trend, and you said no. Why no?
And what was the question again?
Do you think podcasts are recognized as a trend?
No.
What?
Podcasts, it's just like, I don't know. It's just like asking people questions and people answering them. And the thing is normal, it's not a trend. Like, literally, yeah. It's just not a trend.
Yeah, I don't really find it a trend. I feel like it's just like a normal thing, because it's just like a general thing. It's nothing like new or spontaneous or out of the blue. For example, you know Lobby?
Yeah, it died so quickly.
It died like the same week it got hype.
In it?
I don't know how people uses 5k
it.
Minutes.
I mean, people do, but like, it's not trending as it was. Only like half of the people who used Lobby before and uses it now, like, typically half of the people left Lobby.
Yeah. So, like, what do you think of Lobby?
It was so... People give so much verbal, man.
Lobby...
They give so much verbal, that app.
Lobby's it's a pretty meh app.
Bro, like, literally, they give too much verbal, I'm sorry, but calm down.
Yeah, but Lobby... It's just...
I don't really like Lobby anyways. I'm barely active on it.
Same. When I go on Lobby, I only ever speak to one person on it. I don't really speak to anyone else.
I only have Lobby because maybe it's a social media.
I only have it because like everyone else had it, and I felt like
in it,
I was gonna be the odd one out.
Like all my friends were like in the call except for me, so I felt left out. So just got it and social media.
Yeah.
So I wanna got it. I was so confused. And then the next day, a few days later, it just died like that. Like I was like, I don't like this app. I never liked it on like the second day or something. It's pretty boring.
Okay. Do you think you'll ever regain hype again?
Nah, maybe. It still is trending, but not as much in it.
Kind of. Because right now,
Nah, because it was trending on UK TikTok just a few weeks ago. Now I barely see it.
Yeah, I feel like Lobby hype came out in like April, right? Or like really late April, like April 31st.
Oh.
I think it was like really early May. Because it died so quickly.
2021?
No, 2022.
No, it didn't come out in May.
No, not come out, but like actually got recognition. Because I know a few people who have had Lobby since before it was trending. So, you know. They said, so what is your opinion on Reddit and Pinterest trends?
So, I don't really know much, but they're alright. Not that.
I don't really know what goes on Reddit and Pinterest.
In it. Nah, ain't Pinterest like Google and ain't Reddit like, I don't know, a review app or something. I don't have any of them apps. So,
I don't really know. Because I know Pinterest, the name behind Pinterest is I found out that it basically stands for pin your interest. That's like called Pinterest.
I thought it was like Google.
I don't really know how it is. I've seen it before. I've seen Reddit before, but I don't really see it a lot.
Yeah, I know how Reddit works.
I know Reddit is like r/something.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, people ask questions and there are like reviews on it. So yeah. And things. Yeah. So like...
So like, I generally don't feel like Reddit and Pinterest trends isn't something I really look on into.
Alright, what's the next question?
Leanne, this is a question I feel like you'll answer very, very well. So what are your opinions on the different aesthetics? For example, emo, grunge, indie, softie, goth, punk, etc. Let's start with emo. What do you think of the emo aesthetic?
Nah, it's just weird.
Do you like it? Do you not like it?
No, I don't really like it.
Have you ever had an emo aesthetic phase?
Yeah. Let's just not talk about that, please.
Don't worry, we roll. What about the grunge aesthetic? What do you think of it?
It's alright.
Let me just quickly Google what it is, because I know it's like an aesthetic, but I just want to... Okay, so it's like emo. Rock.
Nah, because emo, punk, old, and grunge, they're like, I don't know, very similar aesthetics.
Yeah, but emo's like more black, and grunge is more like rock star, kind of.
Nah,
not really
emo,
rock
have...
star, but...
Yeah, because I don't really like the emo aesthetic much, so is grunge.
I think emo is probably like the most soft, like closest.
Nah, it depends on your personality, right? Because some people are emo, their whole personality is based on being emo.
Yeah.
But the emos I respect, like, actually, thingy, don't really have a problem with the emos. You just like the style, but their whole personality isn't based off it. They just like the style. So, yeah.
Yeah, especially like Roblox. Like, I'll see people, and they'll literally act as the clothes they're wearing. Your clothes do not have a personality. I don't know why you're acting. Like, they'll be wearing black and they'll just be like acting so strange. They'll be wearing softy clothes and they'll be like, ew, ew, ew.
Like, literally.
It's so
nah,
strange.
When they act like a copy, no one they dress up as like, oh no, slender the copy and paste. I bet I don't even play Roblox much now, so I don't know if that still is a thing.
Yeah, like, but I hear them, Claire. I don't want to play Roblox like that anymore.
Nah, I think they died out, but like the new styles and all that, they just act hard. like the new trending styles, except for like Softie the Woo Kids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Softie and Woo Kids are like the same thing, right?
Nah, the Woo Kids are different. They're like Hawaii kids, but yeah.
Okay, so what do you think of the indie? The indie trend.
I'm not into it. It's alright. It's calm, but I'm not into it. It's just not my aesthetic. It just doesn't match me.
Okay.
And I don't fit in with the aesthetic well.
What about the softie?
Because I tried fitting in, but I realized it was not my style, so yeah.
Alright. What do you think of the softie?
Nah. Softie?
Yeah.
What do softies look like again?
So let me quickly find them.
I know that's a style, but I forgot what they look like.
Softies are basically... I can only really find Roblox images of softies, but... let me message you.
Send me a picture.
Yeah, I'll quickly send you one from Pinterest. Which you're just talking about, Pinterest. Okay, check. I just sent you a picture of like a softie. I'll try to find one. Like that, basically. But I can't really find real life ones. Actually, let me just check real life if I can find one. Oh, like Ariana Grande's old clothes. She was basically a softie.
Anyways, can you repeat that?
Ariana Grande, I think she had like a softie aesthetic. I'll send you a pic. So I'll send you some pictures.
They're alright. But yeah, I don't really need to fit in with that, that style.
So like, what style do you think that you wear like now? Real life?
Nah, I have none.
Alright, is it like depending the day or the mood, or like there's just generally no specific one?
No specific one.
Alrighty. So what do you think of
I just wear what I have in my closet, so... And I just create my own fits.
Okay, I'll go with that, what do you think of the goth aesthetic?
Emo.
So you think of aesthetic as a different aesthetic?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Is that correlating right to your head?
No, goth, I really like the platforms though, the high platforms. They're cute.
Goth is like, you know, Jade, Victorious. Ooh. That girl, I think. I think she was goth.
Victoria.
Victorious.
What do you mean by Victorious?
You know the show, Victorious.
Oh, I thought you said yeah. Victoria. I was like, what Victoria?
No, Jade from Victorious. I think she was goth. She wasn't emo, she was goth. Because sometimes it's very, very hard to tell the difference between goth and emo.
Yeah, because they're similar styles. I'm so old and green.
Yeah, because like they both were black, and that's really it. Sometimes they wear chains, but I don't know which aesthetic of goth and emo wear chains. I know one of them do at least, but or maybe both. Who knows? And lastly, what do you think of the punk aesthetic? Oh yeah, because the punk aesthetic. I feel like the punk aesthetic, bro. It's one of them aesthetics where, like, it's just the punk. So it's just there. Okay. So. Leon, what do you think of, lastly, what do you think of the punk aesthetic?
It's just weird.
Because punk is like more rock star type of thing.
Nah, because it just seems odd when people just walk around with like spikes in their hands and all that.
Yeah, like mohawks.
Yeah.
Mohawks are so 2015.
Like with their spiky mohawks, nah.
Like, if I end up touching their head, my hand's gonna feel like I touched a porcupine. It's just,
nah, but the hair dyes are kind of alright. Unless it's a giant green, though, no.
Yeah, it's just the...
hair dyes are calm.
Yeah. Okay, let's head on to the next segment of this. TikTok or YouTube Shorts, and why?
I have to go on TikTok.
I can barely hear you. Sounds like you're swimming in the water. All right.
My bad.
What'd you say?
Should I speak up?
No, it's like... Are you wearing AirPods right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why. Because before I could hear you. So yeah, I don't really use YouTube Shorts either. I feel like YouTube Shorts is just one of them things that are like... Once you have TikTok, you don't really need YouTube Shorts. And YouTube Shorts, it's just kind of dead.
The For You page on TikTok's better though, I can't lie, because YouTube Shorts, it's just like, oh no. It's alright, but I prefer the For You page on TikTok, because, you know, YouTube Shorts has like, oh no, videos of people doing, nah, it's just like, oh no. Tricks and all that, it's impressive, but nah, I prefer my TikTok For You page.
And basically, like, I said this in the podcast episode, I did it Savio, season 2, episode 3, YouTube. I feel like YouTube Shorts is basically like reposted TikToks. That's basically what it is. So it's basically, without TikTok, there'd basically be barely good YouTube Shorts. And YouTube Shorts, TikTok has personalized For You pages. Like, you can customize your For You page. Like, interact with the videos you want to see more. They will come up more. That's why.
And YouTube Shorts, it's just weird.
Yeah, and TikTok has like an actual algorithm that's, you know, meant for TikTok. And like, TikTok feels more of a platform than really YouTube Shorts does, because TikTok, it's got the features, it's got the effects, the filters, the following, the followers, the likes, content. They can see all the content you posted. Really into it. You know, but it just feels more right. So I'd go with TikTok too.
Yeah.
So what do you think is better, TikTok trends or YouTube trends?
I don't know. They're both bad, but
they're both bad.
I don't know in general.
Okay, I feel like,
now it's something YouTube does, because they were back in like 2018 and all that. Now the pranks are kind of funny, like the prank trends that YouTube trending in like all the back in the day.
Yeah, they were kind of funny and entertaining.
Yeah, because I remember like 2017 to like 2019, right? Do you know the channel Sis vs Bro?
Oh yeah, nah.
I love the slime challenges, the gummy versus Rio. I was obsessed.
So evil. I forgot the boy's name. He's
Ronald. Weirdo. Ronald. Yeah. Ronald has turned. He looks different. And
yeah, I saw the Karina. Karina, she's like emo.
Karina's like turned emo. But I really enjoyed their channel when they did it and stuff. I really do.
Yeah. They haven't posted a video in ages.
Yeah, it's been like nearly a year now, if not a year. But I really did enjoy their videos.
They were literally my childhood.
Yes. They constructed every single home. I mean, every single time I come back, 2017, I'd go on like my little tiny Samsung A30 or something. My first ever phone. And then I'd watch Sis vs. Bro. I could watch the 45-minute compilation of Gummy vs. Rio once.
I need to always watch NNA production, like, 2017.
Just don't
come to me. But yeah. I feel like... like, it's literally shame, bro. Like, I used to be so scared of the 3 a.m. videos.
Like, oh, same. I used to, like, stay up at night. I could not sleep. I was crying. I'm not even, I'm really crying. I'd always go to my room, and I was like, I can't sleep. I can't sleep. But let's come to an agreement that I think.
Now when I watch them, I see them sometimes on like memes now, but yeah, I just find them so funny because they over exaggerate stuff and be like, apparently, if you go to this dark web or something or drink water at 3 a.m., you'll be turned into, I don't know, this doll. Like, what the heck?
This is so unrealistic.
Isn't it? Like,
but let's come to an agreement that the old YouTube trends are better, but the new TikTok trends are better.
Yeah.
Like, more old things are better, but the new TikToks are better. New TikTok trends. Yeah. But the old YouTube trends are unbeatable. Even the old YouTube trends are better than the new TikTok trends.
But even like, the 3 a.m. challenges. I'm sorry, but they're better than the new ones.
Yeah.
Even though they were literally scary.
They are probably seen as, like, memes now. Everyone's world past that now. Making slime at 3 a.m.
Now, some of them appear
on my For You page
and I just laugh at the memes.
Calling KFC at 3 a.m.
Yeah, like, they just over-exaggerate sometimes. I find it so funny.
Scrolling on TikTok at 3 a.m.
In it.
Like, they just... It. And they all have the same voice. Like, who are they doing? Just no.
I just wonder if the NNA production still posting. Apparently, he's a boxer now. I don't know. He's a boxer
MMA,
now.
Well, MMA is boxing.
Nah, I used to be, like, a big fan of NNA productions. When was I even a fan, man? I can't remember his name, but he changed. He got a girlfriend now.
Morgs.
And he changed. No, not Morgs.
No, it's not Morgs, it's Cray something. I'm not sure if it's Cray, but it's Cray. That's all I can remember. Collins Key. Let me search him out. I remember the old YouTubers, they were like nice, so I was just YouTube. It's just not the same.
Yeah.
I just love how I'd wake up, I'd log onto Roblox on my computer, I'd wait for It's Funny's YouTube video at 8 p.m. I'd be watching slime videos, begging my mom to buy me slime, they're holding my fidget spinner next to me,
oh yeah.
Old.
Also, you know the YouTuber who was on about, it was a little Cray. Do you remember Alyssa
Cray?
He changed now.
Alyssa who?
Alyssa
Cray.
Alyssa
Cray.
Alyssa
Cray.
Yeah.
Alyssa
Cray.
Oh.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I think I do.
That's that guy. He used to, like, I don't know. He used to post very bad stuff 3 years ago. He used to trend, but now he changed. He just, like... He still does post, but he doesn't post, like, he just posts, like, normal videos now, like, claiming, like, his most recent one is called Claiming Fat Natural Cheese Doritos Picture Lane, New Flavor Hook, Cool Ranch Doritos Picture Lane. He just does, like, challenges now.
Yeah.
And reactions.
Yeah, that's what they've really done. They found their niche. Okay, let's head on to a listener's question. The next question is, do you think there will be a new trend which will last a very long time?
No.
Well, why not? Why don't you know? Why do you know? Why do you think not?
Because most trends literally last for like a very long, or a few months.
True. I feel like there could be, but like, trends have not been hitting the same. But like, it's now that time where I feel like trends will now be handed to the younger generation. Like, for example, I mean, Charli D'Amelio for fan pages. They had their own trend. What did you think of the Charli D'Amelio fan pages? I think you said you used to be one, right? But what do you think?
No, I wasn't a Charli D'Amelio. I didn't have a fan page or anything.
No. So what did you think of, like, the general fan pages?
I didn't have a fan page. Nah, that's so embarrassing. It was just funny for me.
But what do you think of the fan pages trend? Like Charli D'Amelio, Addison.
No, back then the 2020 fan pages were better, bro.
I didn't really hate on them. I just thought they were babies.
Like, I used to come, well, I didn't come for them. I didn't argue with them, but I just saw it. I said, hey, I thought it was a bit strange.
Now, fan pages were problematic, but they're worse than
Addison. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Anna Oop.
Because
I remember Anna Oop.
Oh, yeah,
it's
the only
problem. Every day, Anna
Oop. TikTok was so problematic. It was
like
drama every day, like.
I can't be there waiting for Anna Oop for that. Like, oh,
it's kind of done now.
I'm trying to get my daily TikTok tea. Like, it's more problematic than school.
And now TikTok's kind
of
dead now.
Now it's dead, especially with the Hype House. Like, the Hype House lost its hype.
The only drama I remember that was, like, very bad and got so much attention was, like, the Sienna and May and Jack Light drama.
Yeah, that's probably the most recent big one. And that was,
that's the only recent one. And they were the dead.
And remember, there was, like, what, King Charles did something or something?
Yeah.
And then there was, like, Charles Mueller apparently being ungrateful for having 100 million subscribers and everyone...
Oh, yeah, that was in 2020.
...putting together, Khaby Lame. I used to pronounce it KB, Khaby Lame, and,
Nah, 2021, that's when the TikTok drama started to die out. It wasn't wrong, like, I don't know,
focus
or something. That's when TikTok
started
to die out, the drama, TikTok, and all that.
Yeah, and Anna Oop made a song, like, so did the Cute Dragon. Oh, yeah, more than the Cute Dragon,
She's so problematic.
Every day is doing more.
She changes the race. Why does she change her race though?
One day she'll be black, and then she'll feel Hispanic, and then she'll feel white, and then she'll feel Asian, and then she'll feel Latina. She switches race like it's a game mode. be who you are.
She wants to be Hispanic. I can just tell.
I don't even know what she is.
Hispanic.
I don't even know what she is at this point. I actually don't know. I literally don't know what she is.
Is she Asian or no?
Let me actually.
Yeah, she is Asian. Nah, it's like a sarcasm question or something.
I actually don't know. I actually don't know what she is. She's Vietnamese. She's Asian because of her last name.
Yeah, she is. She's Vietnamese.
Yeah. Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, so...
I just hope that girl changes.
Next question is...
How many questions do we have left?
Probably about... 20-something. But don't worry. We've probably done about 20 minutes of the podcast. No, more than 20 minutes. Like, about maybe 28 minutes of the podcast already. So, maybe another 28 minutes or so, and then we'll be done. But it's going well so far. What is your opinion on the Pokemon Go trend, which was back in 2016, if you knew about that?
Oh, now people are so addicted to it. I didn't know much about it because, like, it was a time, I was, like, very young then.
I watch Pokemon Go every day.
Oh, yeah, people used to be attached to that. Like, people have got run over because of how addicted they are to that game. Like,
whenever people actually got run over.
Look at the roads and all that. And then, boom, they get hit by a car, they get seriously injured. Some have died.
Did that actually happen?
Nah, I got told that.
Oh.
I think. Maybe not the killed ones, but yeah. People used to be so addicted to it.
Yeah. I remember, I downloaded like Pokemon Go like 2020 because I wanted to try it out or something. I got bored of it, deleted it within like under a month.
Pokemon Go, it was dead after 2016, to be honest.
Yeah, it kind of just died out. What is your opinion on the Marvel and DC comic communities?
It's all right. But I prefer manga, though.
After recently.
I don't even read Marvel comics. And I'm not really a fan of the DC and Marvel world.
If you guys want to...
If
you guys want to learn more about anime and manga, check out Season 3, Episode 4. No, 5, with Ayo. We talk about anime and stuff. I don't really watch anime, but... It'll probably release in, like, June something. I don't know. Like, I think June 12th or 11th or something like that. Around there, 17th, I think. I'm not sure, but don't worry. We will. So, next question. If you could change one thing about TikTok trends, what would it be? So, if you could change one thing about Minecraft and YouTube trends, what do you think it'll be?
The scary stuff.
Scary stuff.
You know the 3 AM challenges.
Mm-hmm.
They still go on. It's just like for the younger generation. You just grew out of that phase because back then in 2018 and stuff. And Biggie, the people were like 13 around our age right now. They wasn't really into the 3 AM challenges and all that. They were like, making different stuff, you know. Like, yeah. You know how social media back then for the teens was like in 2018 and all that. Their
channels are
probably similar to ours, but
Okay. I know you don't really play the game, but what part of the Fortnite trend was the most interesting to you? Or that you at least know since
The dances. I remember the orange dresses.
The orange kid. That did actually originate from Fortnite, but remember the backpack kid, the floss.
Oh, yeah, the floss and all that. I
couldn't
even do the floss, man.
I had to watch a YouTube tutorial.
I didn't even know how to do the floss. Like, my friend kept on practicing training me. I was like, bro, how do I do the floss? It's just so weird.
It looked so strange. But now I know how to do it. And the shoot. Like,
I can't even do it till this day.
Oh, I can.
Nah.
I can also do the orange justice.
In, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
What?
I can also do the orange justice.
That's probably easy to do now.
The backpack kid, right? The guy who did the floss, apparently he tried to sue Fortnite.
Why?
For putting the dance in the game. Apparently he tried to sue Fortnite.
Without his permission.
I don't know if it was without his permission, but I'm not sure, but I think he lost. I'm not sure if he won or lost the case.
Nah, he should have won. He needs any permission.
It depends. Let me check. Backpack kid. Let me just check. Backpack kid. Suit. No, not suit. Fortnite. Suit. Wait, no. Suing. Yeah, you call it suing, right? Yeah, you sue someone.
Yeah.
Backpack kid sues Fortnite for stealing the floss dance. So apparently he is saying that that apparently Fortnite stole the dance from him. So.
Well, yeah, he should have won, to be honest, in my opinion. If they did actually steal the dance.
It depends, really. Oh, yeah, no. He did win. I don't think. After the Supreme Court ruled in early 2019, such a suit has no legal merit if copyright registration has not yet been finalized, according to Digital Tool Music News. So apparently, the thing that he was trying to sue Fortnite over, it didn't have like a registration that was finalized, because like you can't just create that, because like it's not like a dance he made, it's just a dance that he did. It's just him basically moving, swinging his arms around. Like if I should like randomly wiggle my entire body and create some weird dance, post on YouTube, and the game did it, I can't really be mad about it, because I didn't make any legal type of thing. It's just me dancing. It's not like something he owned, so I don't think he would. Okay, so what, you know the hit or miss trends? Hey there, miss. Are you seeing that one? What was your opinion on it?
Yeah, it was like in 2019. I used to always like sing. Everyone was like singing at school. I even searched up videos of that. I even practiced a trend, I think, and yeah, it was alright. I like it. I like that trend.
I kind of forgot how the trend goes.
That's all I can remember.
Yeah. You got a boyfriend? I bet he doesn't care.
I can't remember, man.
I think Mia Khalifa or Wiz Khalifa. I forgot which one it was.
It was a diss track against Mia Khalifa.
Oh. Why are they beefing?
I don't even know what happened. But yeah, it was a diss track.
So, we were just talking about Pokemon Go. But you remember the... I like Pokemon. No, I play Pokemon.
That got on my nerves.
What is your opinion on this game with Pokemon?
That sucks, bro. It got on my nerves. It's haunting me. No. It's just haunting me.
I play Pokemon. You're gonna pop into your dreams, yeah. I play Pokemon Go.
It didn't want me in like a scary way, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it was just so repetitive.
It was so annoying.
And now that I got it in my mind, I'm probably gonna keep seeing it for the next week now. So prepare yourself. It's really addictive. What was your opinion generally on
what
you think of it? What did you think of it?
It's just annoying.
Okay. Next question. The next question is. Yeah. The next question is, what is your opinion on the 2021 trends? So, for example, Squid Game. What do you think of Squid Game?
It died out after a moment. Now it's just dead.
Yeah, like, I've not even finished it. Look, I have, like, 2 episodes left or 1 episode left. And after it died...
I got so much spoilers, and I still remember the spoilers. So I didn't watch it.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, after the trend died out, I couldn't be bothered finishing the rest of the episodes I have left. I know, it was so...
It's some weird K-drama.
K-dramas are good. I like K-dramas.
It's a K-drama. Wait, you watch K-drama?
I don't really watch them, but there's this one called Something Die. I think you've seen it.
Oh.
On Netflix. Watch the World Die. I forgot what it's called. Something Die. I think. But it's like a K-drama, but I like K-drama. They're pretty good. They have good production. And stuff like that. I like K-dramas. So what did you think of the super idol trend?
What's that again?
When people would sing super idol, Disha Woman Dominating Tian Mai Su, like that one.
Can you repeat that?
Like, you know the trend that goes, the song that goes super idol, Disha Woman Dominating Tian Mai Su, now
what? Was it trending in like 2017-ish?
2021.
No, I don't know it.
So basically, right, there's this song on TikTok. Like, for example, this boy in my class, I'm not gonna mention him yet. I will maybe ask him, but he would always be like, super idol, Lisa won dominate, and Tian Mai Son, I won. Like, it's just like, you know that GFA, like, girl, something? Like on TikTok, Jiafei. Oh, this girl.
Okay, that's not her song, but like, I'll try to send you a quick video. I'll try to find a video for you.
No, it's only a video because I can't remember.
I can't recognize you singing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
I'm gonna try to send you a quick video of the.
Alright.
Video. And that's basically. It's not very, it's just super idle. But yeah, it's basically this song and everyone was singing it. I told that I don't wish I won't even tell me who I want. I don't really know it because I don't speak. I don't know what language it's in. I do know it's an East Asian language. Okay, Leon. Lean. So. Yeah, that was the super idol trend.
I don't know it.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't know it, but yeah, it's like this popular song.
I don't even know it, bro.
I'm shocked, me.
It's that cover for it, because thingy. I might have heard the cover, but.
Yeah, lots of people like the song it and so.
Oh, wait, maybe I have heard the cover, but I haven't.
But I sent you the original version. After it.
Send me like a popular cover.
I don't really know any popular. I think the most. I'm not sure.
I think I have seen it, but like only a cover though.
Well, okay. But yeah, that's the song of Super Idol Vision 1 2 minute. Next question is if you could change anything about 2020 trends, what would it be?
I don't know.
These are like while we're in lockdown, maybe.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't know. I think they needed to like, oh no. They needed to stop making like too many TikTok houses because they were like 5 at that time.
Oh yeah, the TikTok houses, they're kind of rich, not yet, mate.
It was like the hat in the sway house. Now it's kind of sad when the sway house got split up. Yeah.
And like, in 2022, they have like more houses. Like, I think they have like, the gays house, which is like, old, like, gays. They have, like, just a general like, elderly account. Like, I forgot what it's called, but like, the old something.
There's too many houses now, but
yeah, there's lots of houses.
Back then, there were houses, but like they were like 5 or something.
Yeah.
And the houses were kind of toxic.
And they were problematic.
Nah, I kind of liked it when the sway house collabed with the hype house. But at the same time, they were like rivals. If you think about it back then.
Yeah, and the sway house was just like a bunch of boys. And then
nah, the sway house was my house favorite was unisex. I actually love the sway house. I used to love it.
I didn't really look at the sway house. I only knew like Bryce Hall, Taylor Holder,
yeah.
And some other dudes. I remember Dixie D'Amelio in a relationship. Oof.
Yeah, wasn't Blake the first one to leave the sway house?
Yeah,
no, he got added. It was Jaden.
Oh, she's with some guy, I think Quentin Blake. I don't know. I think that was his
name. Oh, yeah, Quentin.
Yeah.
He dated Cynthia back then. I don't know if they're still together.
Yeah.
And is it Cynthia, the hype house?
I'm not sure. I'm not really fully remembering
remembrance of
these. These days were like yesterday, bro. I still remember them.
I remember the so classic of like Alex Warren, Charles D'Amelio, Addison Rae, them twin brothers, not twins, brothers, Andreas and Lopez and
Tony.
Tony got cancelled. If he was in the UK, it'd be legal. But since where he is, it's not legal.
Why is pedophilia not legal in USA yet?
No, it is. But I think the girls he was talking to were 16. And in the UK, 16 is like the consent age. No, 16 is old, like age. But in the USA, it's 18. And the UK, it's 16. So if you, it was in the UK, it'd be fine. He wouldn't be cancelled. But since he's in America,
Tony was like 21 back then. Now he's like 23.
Yeah.
Nah, I remember when everyone sits for him. Now Tony, okay.
And like, he used to be
fine back then.
Like, he was so like not stiff, but he was so aggressive and stiff at the same time. Just.
Like,
now, he used to be a 5 boy, like,
in April, March, and all that. I kind of
simped
for him.
Don't you agree?
Well, now Tony Lopez,
now
with his red hair and all that. Oh,
he has red hair. I was looking at one of his
TikToks
like yesterday. Tony Lopez.
Now, does he still have that red hair? Because I remember his dyeing his hair. I was like, this is the guy
I used
to simp on. He looks like that now. I was like,
he kind of looks like a troll. Like some trolls movie with their red poofy thick hair. Oof.
He blew down then.
Next question. If would you improve the songs that came out of that came out in 2019? For example, Old Town Road by Lil Nan. I can't speak today.
It was like something by Billie Eilish, I can't remember. Stuff.
Bad guy.
Billie Eilish is trending in 2019 and Lil Nas.
Bad guy.
I can't lie. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Billie Eilish carried 2019 in it. She actually carried 2019, can't lie.
Like for the bad guy, did he
Oh yeah.
I saw that for the first time and I was like, no way.
I was a huge Billie fan back then. I didn't have a phase or anything. I was just a fan.
You know, I've never really had like a fan like era or phase of someone really.
I have.
I just like saw myself maybe as a fan. Well, no, like, it's just maybe music I liked, but my music's very like versatile. it's very different. Like I seen my playlist, right? And my playlist is like rap, and then it goes to hip hop, then it goes a little bit of R&B, then it goes to more melodic type things.
It's mine's just mixed as well. Don't worry, mine's like hip hop. I don't know, worship song.
Now, our next question. But would you improve the songs that came out 2019?
Probably Bad Guy. It's good. It's better than Mid Can't Die.
So what was your opinion on? I think I've already answered you. I've already asked you a little bit about Vine. But what was your opinion on the 2013 Vine memes?
I don't know, I didn't see many of them. But I'm pretty sure Zach, it was like, isn't his name Zach something? Zach King. You know that Chipmaster?
Yeah,
Zach
King.
Yeah, thingy. He used to like TikTok. That's how he got famous.
People used to also think of him as the king of TikTok. Before.
King of TikTok. Now that ain't gonna work.
He used to get like a lot of views. Millions of
he barely posted some.
Yeah, well, I think his videos they take a very long time to make and edit and stuff.
Yeah, no.
The amount of quality I've seen in his videos, jeez. If I had to try to edit that, I'd probably crumble. Next question. What was your opinion on the what is that? Marvin helps me plan these questions. He's my co-pilot. Me and Marvin write these questions together. And he asked, what was your opinion on the 9+10 kid rumor? By the way, the rumor is wrong. There's clear evidence. Do you know what the 9+10 kid rumor is?
No, is it scary?
I don't know. I don't know what it is either. Wait, let me quickly Google it.
If it's scary, then...
I don't know what it is.
I don't trust you on that. If it's scary, because I don't like horror.
I don't know what it is. Oh, it is. I think.
Right, don't tell me then.
Wait, I'm not sure. Is it? No, it's not horror. It is... okay. Let me read out this news article. 9 plus 10 equals 21 kid, Vine, has reportedly run away from home and currently being searched for. Read goodbye note here. It has been reported that the African child, who is known for his appearance in a Vine video, where he wrongly answers 21 when asked, what's 9 plus 10? Has run away from his Baltimore home where he lived with his older brother.
Oh, the guy who said 21?
I don't know. I think
9 plus 10 makes 21. I think I know him, but...
The child whose real name is Habib Sisse ran away from his home Saturday night and is currently being searched for throughout the whole Baltimore area. Authorities say the child left a goodbye note in his bedroom that read, I'm tired of everyone laughing at me. I'm running away forever now. If you want to find me, the only clue I leaving is 21. Although, I don't know. Probably some kid from a meme ran away. I don't know where he's now. So the question, let me just quickly message Marvin. Oh, let me just quickly ask him about it.
Do you remember that 21 meme? I think that's what he means.
Probably. Okay, let's skip that for now. How would you react if you were the main character in a trend?
Oh no.
Well, if you were to create a trend, if you were to wake up one day and like, I want to make a trend, I want to go viral, what would the trend be?
I have no idea.
Well, okay, that's all right. Okay. If you could change anything about gaming, what would it be?
Don't really know. Make more, I don't know, appropriate games for like kids. Sounds Karen-ish, but we actually do that.
Okay. Have you heard about swatting before?
Swatting?
Yeah.
Is it related to like SWAT teams and all that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, what about it?
Streamers. So basically, what would happen was that, you know, trolls and stuff would basically call the police random, like call the SWAT team on random streamers, like just out of fun and trying to have a laugh and stuff. And police would come to the streamer's house and like, we're here for you, like, put everything down, come with us, sir. We received a report, like, prank people on the internet would basically contact the police and say, find your address and say, come to this house, something, something. Which is a really terrible trend. Because you basically got people in trouble for no reason. Like, you just randomly do have people call
the police. If the authorities found out, then what happened?
You'd probably be put in jail or, like, have a big fine or really get in trouble. Really, really, really get in trouble. Because even calling the police is a joke is an issue. But to have the police or the entire SWAT team that even have guns in their hand come to someone's house.
That's like a big crime, I think.
Come to someone's house and embarrass them in front of their entire stream. And to manhandle someone for something they didn't do. Just to have a little laugh and a joke.
I think they'll get paid like for that.
That's thousands.
Yeah, and the person who's sat in the front, they will be fine, big time.
Yeah, that's something that you shouldn't be doing. It's not good. Next question is, what is your opinion on the horror game trends? For example, FNAF and Puppy Playtime. So what do you know about FNAF? Explain FNAF for people who don't know.
Mm.
So what's your opinion on the horror game trends, for example, FNAF and Puppet Playtime? And explain FNAF for those who don't know what it is.
It's like a pizza game. You have to, like, watch out for, like, bears, or they'll just eat you up.
They'll eat you up. So, yeah, what do you think of FNAF?
I don't like horror.
Same. I've never really actually played it before.
It just freaks me out all night.
Yeah. Do you know a game called Puppy Playtime?
No, don't tell me about it.
I don't know about it either, don't worry. It's just a question mark. What is your opinion on anime trends? I know you'll answer this very well.
It's just the fandom, but people over-sexualize the main characters, like...
Yes.
How long do
you
have left?
Yeah, it's just off and strange. Since I know you're a bit new to anime, as of recently, but do you have a favourite anime trend?
No, I don't even know anime trends. You see that sometimes. How long do you have left?
About maybe 10 minutes, maybe. I'll try to rush a little bit more. We've went through most of the questions. We're nearly done.
It's 8 o'clock.
We've got about, like, 6 more
questions.
I've been
on this, like, 1 hour
and
40 minutes.
I don't know.
It's been under an hour. What is your opinion on the slime trend? Why? Go on the beat. What do you think of it?
I was like my childhood and all that.
Yeah, I remember fluffy slime, butter slime, and every time I go to the shop, right, and I'd see shaving foam, I'd be obsessed.
The glue I used, it didn't even make anything, so I had to go to, like, all the way to town just to buy Elmer's glue. I remember that. I was like, I
I remember. The slime trend still affects me today. In school, I still make slime with the glue sticks. I still have a big piece of slime that I made still, like, a few months ago, and I've not put a grill glue to it in ages. It was probably rock hard, but who knows.
I'd
like to check on it upstairs.
Slime out glue,
yeah. So what is your opinion on the cringe fidget toys, like the puppet and simple dimple puppets, right? And stuff like that. What do you think of it?
I was kind of into it at first, but it got
Same. I thought into it, but, like, until I saw, like...
I thought they were cool at first.
Same. Like, I went to buy a whole fidget toy pack with 44 pieces from Amazon. I had it on my wish list for my birthday.
Now, I remember buying this puppet. That's the only fidgets I had. I only bought, like, a £1
I
found that, like,
I was on the magic of art. In FoodTech, I saw a simple dimple on the windowsill. On the windowsill. Like, a simple dimple. I'm like, huh?
Nah, I don't like fidgets, but yes.
But I feel like
they're kind of stupid.
Right.
Fidgets, like, were made out of people who needed them. Until, like, fidgets were made for people who actually needed fidgets. But I feel like people came into it and started being cringe with it. Like, I feel like fidgets could maybe still exist if people weren't so cringe. Because people actually needed fidgets. People
it's
found it as maybe a stress toy.
It's just a fandom.
Yeah. Well, there's no fidget toy fandom, babe.
No,
yeah,
there is.
There's a fidget toy. Well, I know there's, like, fidget toy in the background with, like, maybe a
they're
story
like
time. Part two.
People on TikTok who literally play around with fidgets and be like, hey guys, look what my mom just bought me. I think it's short, like
my pea pod and my milk or something. Well, however it was. It was just very yes. No, thank you. Mino hablo inglés, however is it. So what is your opinion on the mukbang and ASMR trends? And ASMR. Oh, just watch out.
No problem.
Okay, so
I used to always listen to ASMR. I still do till this day,
but not
Now, I can't like Zach Choi ASMR, yeah. Zach ASMR, or they carry the ASMR thing. I enjoyed listening to like Stephanie Sue. I used to listen to like Nicole Avocado sometimes, but.
Yeah, Nicole Avocado, yes.
Not much though, but I feel bad for him now because like, you heard what happened, right?
What happened?
The guy's like on a high risk of dying now. He chose fame over his own health.
Ooh. Ooh. Hopefully he gets better. Maybe he just lost himself a little bit. Because money drives me crazy. Because, like, you know Ayo, right?
He's in the podcast.
And I watch Zach Choi with him. Always. Like, I'll be on Lobby. He'd be like, most of my time that I have on Lobby is basically 600 minutes. With Ayo. We'll just be watching Zach Choi ASMR. I'm not even joking. Like, I'll just be there watching Zach Choi. And the way he chews, eats, and bites. It makes me hungry.
Do you still listen to ASMR?
What'd you say?
You still listen to ASMR?
Rarely, though.
Yeah,
I'm
I feel like, I don't know what's up beat.
I make my own as you know, and they might be coming out on YouTube soon. Haters beware. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Yes, my beautiful ASMR. You know, people have suggested for me to actually do post more, because it's amazing. Like, people actually like my ASMR. I'm not even joking. People actually like it. And I'm pretty shocked by that somehow. It's basically me just chewing aggressively. I can just hear breath. That's basically my ASMR. But yeah. What is your opinion? Oh, the next question. This is the next question. What is your opinion on people who are wasting their life on mukbangs and ASMRs? For example, Nikocado Avocado. Tell us the next question.
That's true. You shouldn't do that. If you have an eating disorder, then I feel bad, but...
Yeah. Because he used to be, like, very healthy. He used to be, I think, vegan. He used to eat very healthy foods.
He has an eating disorder. In the crowd,
does he?
I'm pretty sure he just continued. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah. Maybe he had one of them... One of them excessive eating disorders where you eat more than you really should. Okay, so what is your opinion on sports trends?
I don't know.
Also, we're heading on to the last two questions now. Right. What do you think of sports trends?
I don't know.
What, do you know any?
I think not.
Well, do you know the gritty dance?
What's that?
So it's basically like this dance from like NFL or something. Or MFL. I think it's MFL. I don't know, it's like some American sports
thing. I'm not into sports though. Yeah.
I'm not really into MFL. Is it the NFL or MFL? Wait, let me quickly just check. Because I think there's two different ones. Oh, not NFL.
Yeah, NFL.
Ooh. Yeah, I knew it was NFL, but I thought it was like MFL and NFL. But cool, yeah. So, last question is. Not the last question. I've got one more question. No, this question and then the last question. I can't speak today. I'm struggling. Would you consider TikTok as a dancing app anymore?
No.
Why not?
Bro, are you seeing your mother? Still is, but not
really. Why not?
It changed drastically over the years.
Yes, like 2020, yeah, it was still a dancing rap. Like, dancers were like 2019 to 2020, there were like so many dancers. And in 2021, that's when things started to flip down. But like, for the first half of the year, it was still a dance rap. But till, like, you know, October and stuff, that's when the dances start to get bad and all that.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I feel like maybe it's my own For You page. Maybe, like, I just get non-dance content anymore. I don't know if it's my own For You
page. Nah, I think there are still dances, but they don't really get much hype.
Probably.
There are still them talented dance creators, but yeah, they don't just get that hype. They don't really, you know, them famous influencers like Charlie D'Amelio.
Yeah, Charlie doesn't even dance himself anymore.
In it.
Like, it's just the whole TikTok dancing thing. It's no for me.
Yeah.
Okay. So, last question is: what is your opinion on the YouTube trending system? So, when you're on YouTube and it says something's trending, what is your opinion on how they work that out? What's your opinion on the system?
What do you think?
What's your opinion on it?
On what?
The YouTube trending system.
I don't know.
Well, this is the last question. So, like, it's when, basically, you know when you go on YouTube?
Yeah.
And it says that something's trending.
Yeah.
The trending section and the system, how they work it out. What do you think about?
Nah, it's just not really into the things you're into, though.
Yeah, I think they categorize it. Like, music, gaming, sports,
and stuff. Yeah, but they aren't really, overalls. Like, I don't know.
Currently, what's trending is Rosie McClellan and that Sophia Grace girl go back on Ellen after, like, 11 years. That's currently number one for me.
Now she's, like, 16 now, 17, I think.
Yeah, they're very grown now. Very grown. They do their own
thing. Double girl's like 13 or 14. I can't remember her name.
Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie. The she's small like 13 one. Now.
I don't think she's 13. No, I think she's older, definitely.
14 or
13. Let me check how old Rosie is. Rosie is 15.
15?
Yeah.
Nah, you're lying, bro.
Nope, she's 15.
It's just a name.
And Sophia is 19.
19?
Yeah, wow, she's old.
I thought she was like 17.
Same. She's 19. So she's a whole adult. No, this doesn't sound right. No, this doesn't sound right.
In it, I thought she was like 17.
She's a whole adult.
I thought she was like year 12. I thought she was like
6 form. See, like, she's an old adult now. She doesn't look like an. Well, she does, but like, she looks more like.
Yeah, she
no
looks
offense,
like
but like
a
child. No offense to her, but like, maybe look more of not like a bad child, but like, yo, child type makeup. That's like a teenager. So it's basically 19 year old and 15 year old.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just hard to take in. It's just odd. This doesn't sound right. But I think let's leave it on that note for today's podcast episode. What did you think of it?
Calm.
Nice. Well,
put my 2 hours.
Yeah, but don't worry. We roll, we're surviving. And basically, at the end of every podcast episode, I let out a quote. And all of these quotes are made by me, no, Mr. Poet Guy, Mr. Quote Dude. This episode, the quote of Marissa Podcast, season 3, episode 6 is: trends are good. And let me think of a trend. Let me think of a quote, actually. I usually have this prepared, but okay. The quote of Marissa Podcast, season 3, episode 6 is: trends, trends, trends. Your hairline has many bends. Boom. That's the quote.
I don't get that, but.
Well, boom. You know, let's elaborate on the quote. So, trends, trends, trends. Your hairline has bends. So, fix your hairline up.
fix your hairline. Yeah.
All right.
But, it was a very random quote. It doesn't make sense. But don't worry, we will. We're surviving. But yeah, I sound very tired. But I hope everyone watching did enjoy the podcast episode. If you did, don't forget to follow the podcast. It's on, you know, loads of different sites and stuff. YouTube, you can check out. It's on my channel, MarcelYT. MRRASTARYT. It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Republic, other stuff. My brain's just so it's on Amazon too. Deezer, I think. Just search up on Google. It'll come up with a million different results, like Audible and stuff. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed. Liana, I hope you did enjoy too.
And make sure to like and subscribe.
And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye bye.